his legs, trying to counter. Hold the hook at this. Maybe whip at the corner. Fecal chant of the evening. Here we go, the roll up. Two, no. Oh, hello.
Lionheart chants. Fans appreciate what was a very good match.
Whipper snapper.
On the second row.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Welcome to 84 Ounces of to Freedom. I'm your host, Mr. Cole, and I'm an expert on trucks. Thank you to Everlasting Faint for consistently improving that theme song. Today, we have a great topic. I'll be talking about how to block coolant pressure impacts engine brake oil supply when the pushrod valve shuts and the auto vac connecting rod. I still don't see any ratings or reviews on the Spotify or Apple podcasts, so please give 84 Ounces to Freedom a 1-star review, and please leave an angry comment. That's all I'm asking from the audience. So help out. Today I'm going to talk about a podcast I heard about on the Sick on Cinema podcast with Matt and John. When I discovered Sick on Cinema, I started from the newest episode and listened to them all in reverse. I kept hearing Matt and John answering questions from Spooky Celluloid and Herschel Gillis. Matt and John talked about these dudes like the audience should know who they are. In one episode of Sick on Cinema, Matt and John mentioned that Herschel and Spooky have a podcast called The Open Casket. And I thought, cool, I love Sick on Cinema, and if they're recommending a podcast, I should check it out. I went to search for it and found two Open Casket podcasts. Both podcasts were hosted by women, not Herschel and Spooky. I finally figured out that their podcast is actually a YouTube channel. It's the two of them dealing with their autism, and they talk about movies. Then I found out it actually is on Spotify. Some guy named Francis is posting the podcast there. So you can watch it or you can listen to it. They have some great guests. You know, the Sick on Cinema boys have been on their podcast. Smash Mind, or Smash for short, Horrible Reviews, Reaper of the Films, Donald Farmer, Space Ghost Andy, Looks from the Crypt, Addison Beinek, and Steven Grischuk. Their podcast has a hard time keeping on topic because of the chemistry between Herschel and Spooky. They're hilarious. These guys spend about 10 minutes talking about the featured movies featured in the episode, about 30 minutes laughing, talking shit, and pecker slapping each other, and for the rest of the hour, they shout out all their friends. Now, in between those major themes that we see through all the episodes, the boys tend to shit on Sean C. Phillips, Alex Lee Moyer, and Massacre Video. They do show love for Donald Farmer, a.k.a. the Don, and Spooky's uncle daddy, Jess Franco. It sounds like I'm shitting on them, but no, this is actually what I love about this podcast. I learn about cool and sometimes bad movies and laugh along with them. So check out The Open Casket on YouTube or listen on Spotify. After I started listening and watching The Open Casket, I learned that Herschel and Spooky both have individual YouTube channels where they review movies. Herschel's channel is called Shock and Slock. make sure to like and subscribe. Herschel comes across as the nicest, clean-cut man. He's soft-spoken and gentle. His episodes are created with zero thoughts, zero writing, zero brain cells, and zero planning. And he lightheartedly discusses some of the most horrific cinema that you've never heard of. He usually films himself sitting on the floor in his house, you know. Chairs are expensive. Jesus Christ. I think there's a dog hair in my drink. Fucking terrible. But sometimes he films himself in his car while on lunch break, actually eating lunch. I've learned about some crazy underground extreme films from this channel and some horrific, disturbing, and disgusting Japanese, JAV, if you will, Japanese adult videos, some of which you can get from Herschel, but we'll get more on that later. Shout out to all the Amish followers of Shock and Schlock. You know, the things that Herschel has done for the Amish community and the underground extreme horror are truly amazing. Herschel, unrelated, but Herschel sometimes gives 5-star ratings that are ironic in nature on the letterbox. Come on, Herschel. Things and Shark Exorcist are not good movies. Herschel is a butter-loving, soft-spoken, Midwestern gentleman that loves Donald Farmer and extreme Japanese adult videos. Off topic, I want to actually shout out an author, and that is Judith Sonnet. Herschel reviewed one of his books on Shock and Schlock, and anybody that knows me knows I'm a big reader. I love horror, and the last few years from listening to these podcasts and stuff, I've gotten into extreme underground horror, and Judith Sonnet certainly qualifies. She is on Instagram under Full-Time Horror Junkie. She describes herself as unapologetically splatterpunk on the Instagram. She goes on to say, I write gory and extreme horror. At this time, she is credited for 63 books, according to the Goodreads. So far, I've only read one of her books, so I got a lot of catching up to do. That book is entitled Hell. This book goes hard. It has a real Fulci Gates of Hell feel to it, but way more extreme than that movie. And the author's note at the end explained that it indeed was inspired by these movies as well as several other brands of Italian horror. So I thought it was kind of cool. I got that vibe and didn't know until the end that that actually was the intention. So well done, Judith Sonnet. But I have a couple more of her books on order, so I'm excited to get those. And if you're into extreme authors like Edward Lee, James Rath White, or people like J.F. Gonzalez, you gotta check out Judith Sonnet. Oh yeah, was I talking about Shock and Schlock? Schlock and Schlock? This episode's going to be tough. My bad. Another thing I love about this channel is Shitty Shark Saturday, where Herschel reviews terrible shark movies. It's become a trend for directors to make terrible shark movies, and Herschel brings them to us on Saturdays. And have I heard rumors Herschel maybe is working on a shitty shark film of his own? I think I have, so keep your eyes open for that. I bought both, my son and I both, the shirt featuring a shark with a videotape in its mouth. And you can get that for yourself too. Go to tpublic.com/user/oddart to get your Shark Saturday Shock and Schlock Banana Box releasing, and hey, maybe even a Guro Gang shirt. Hell, maybe even get yourself a human toilet bowl shirt. Herschel's girlfriend does the artwork, so help support the underground and buy a shirt. The Shock and Schlock YouTube channel is described as a buffet of humor and horror, Here you'll find reviews of extreme cinema, B-movies, and interviews with awesome people from the community. I've just watched the newest one. And he interviews Uwe Boll, which it was very good. It was cool to hear some perspective from that director. He gets a lot of bad press. I don't know why. I recently watched Postal and laughed the whole time. If you want to see a comedy that I believe is based on a video game that is absolutely has zero political correctness to it, check it out. And check out Herschel's interview too. It was very good, very insightful. Now, Spooky also has a YouTube channel called Spooky Celluloid. The two O's in Spooky are zeros because Spooky is a fucking marketing genius. His channel is a little different than Herschel's. He has a chair, a microphone, and editing. Spooky is famous for saying, "Want to see some Japanese titties?" Spooky, and no, I cannot do his accent. I wish I could. So Spooky is a French-Canadian, margarine and Jess Franco-loving sleaze patriot. On his channel, Spooky sometimes does an episode about movies he's ordered, and he shows the physical DVD purchases. I was watching a movie that I wasn't really interested in, and my phone pinged with a new Spooky Celluloid post. I switched over to it and started watching while drinking whiskey and Diet Pepsi. Gotta watch the sugar. I thought it would be short, but I kept making more and more trips to the kitchen to make drinks, and Spooky just kept pulling movies out of boxes. I started to realize that I was getting drunk and he was still going. I paused it and saw that it goes for almost a full hour. Spooky buys some stuffs, bro. His description of his channel is, "I review and discuss the darker side of cinema." Spooky's channel is another way to discover the most insane films you never heard of. Make sure you like and subscribe Spooky Celluloid on the Instagram. Or, fuck me. It's a fucking YouTube channel. It's on YouTube. If you listen to the last two episodes, you know that I had planned on doing one episode on three mixtapes. But instead, I broke it into three separate episodes because each of these artists are connected to so much cool stuff. I really wanted to talk about it. All of it. Kind of like you're seeing here. So, you shouldn't be surprised to find out that Herschel has a mixtape available from Banana Box Releasing, which is on Instagram. Herschel's releasing company, which we'll get to more later. And that mixtape is called Totally Twatted. The back of the DVD case says, "Live, laugh, love. Grab the family for a mixtape of perversions, profanity, and poor taste. This one doesn't just toe the line of decency, it ignores it altogether. Not for those under the age of 18 or wimps." I don't know if I'd grab the whole family for this one. But we'll get into it. So when watching it, it starts with like Star Wars style text that fades off into the distance, you know, and gets smaller and smaller, and it's somewhat abusive to the viewer. Then the mixtape just goes fucking hard right out of the gate. There's vomit, self-harm, and enemas, naked women and guts, and disgusting cockroach play. This is all fairly quick edited fashion. Set to the song "I'm Turning Japanese," because these are all, I guess, Japanese films. It's immediately disturbing, disgusting, filthy, and hilarious. This one's extreme, guys. It really is. And will it, is it so bad that it'll make you throw up right away or not? I don't think so. What I like about it is, you know, I don't have to watch Gusso Milk or Terrible Meal or Squirm Fest or any of those films. I just get small chunks in this Herschel mixtape, and you know, that's enough for me. And it's quick enough that, well, I almost don't puke. There's a really disgusting scene with what I think is a sea cucumber. And then a woman squirts what I think is eels or leeches out of her ass. And then we cut to 911 footage. Fucked up, Herschel. I especially like the two women rubbing vomit on each other. They're clothed in this shot and pissing on each other with the Aerosmith song, 'Cause I Miss You, Babe, playing over. There's some male genital hammering that is very disturbing and hard to watch for us boys out there. But this mixtape does have my favorite scene from Dead Alive. Yes, you guessed it. The part with the lawnmower with a music over that's like a ska kind of slash country song. I didn't recognize the song. I'm sure some of you know it, but it goes perfectly with that scene. I just loved it. I laughed at the Things footage. Again, I don't think it's a good movie. I know Herschel loves Things. And of course, you gotta love that bag lady joke. It's so stupid. In the end, it's pretty fucked up. It involves something with an animal. And you know, there's a lot more in this mixtape that I didn't mention. scat the poo-poo. I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but my final thoughts on Totally Twatted, and you know, I'm not here really to review things. That's not what I do. I just talk to you guys about things that I like, and I do like Totally Twatted. I think that it's perfectly put together. Herschel's editing and this music over choices make it amazing. And Herschel does a really unique thing with his mixtape. He's actually telling a story through his editing. I've already said this one goes hard. You're not going to watch this with children and most likely not a girlfriend. Unless you're trying to get rid of her and you don't have a cassette tape of the first King Horse album handy. Which, as you know, that's how metalheads break up with unwanted girlfriends. You play that tape. Danzig should never produce any band. This is the perfect thing to watch with a bunch of friends who think they're hardcore and they've seen it all. They haven't. Another cool thing you can do is just put it on without sound at a party that you want to end. See how fast everyone leaves. Or maybe they all sit down and start to watch. It might backfire on you. I don't know. You just need to know that this is art. And you can get it from Shock and Schlock on the Instagram, as well as all the other volumes. Yes, plural, I think. There's four. And also, speaking of Shock and Schlock, actually, I mistyped that. Did I say Shock and Schlock? I did. You're going to get that from Banana Box Releasing. Sorry. I thought I was sober when I wrote this up. And so Banana Box Releasing is Herschel's company where you can follow him on the Instagram and you can get his mixtapes. You can get Matt's mixtapes, as you learned in previous episodes, Born to Lose. But Banana Box Releasing has many offerings, and I've bought several from Herschel. One day I saw Herschel post that he was having a sale on 6 movies. The film titles were just a bunch of numbers and letters. I didn't know what they were. But I saw in the comments below, some guy posted, he said, oh, that's the movie where they sew a woman's mouth shut. I thought, that sounds fucked up. So I blindly bought two movies that I knew absolutely nothing about from Banana Box Releasing. The first one is MKDD-001. The DVD case is covered with Japanese text, so there's no help there. This film starts with a dressed man hurting a naked woman's vagina by pulling on it and punching it. Then, as he holds her from behind, he burns off her vaginal hair with a lighter while she cries. There's dialogue, but it's in Japanese and there's no subtitles, so there's no context for it. Then he binds her hands above her head and starts piercing her with 4-inch needles in the neck, lips, and mouth. It's uncomfortable because she's crying the whole time. He takes her down and suspends her legs in the air so all her weight is on her hands, and he puts golden spike pads under her hands so her hands are like driven into these spikes. He then drips hot candle wax on her backside. She doesn't like it. She's crying and wailing. And the credits roll. So this is about 12 minutes long, and it's a hard watch. I was kind of okay with paying Herschel some money for a short film because I was very uncomfortable and honestly kind of glad it was over. Oops. My computer just went black, so one second here. It really felt like something you shouldn't watch. It felt like it feels like it's as close as you can get to a snuff film without someone dying, because this is obvious real harm and it did not feel consensual, but I'll get more into that opinion later. But no, it wasn't over. This was just the first of many, many other little episodes or vignettes, if you want to call them. There's credits at the end of each one. This man continues to physically harm naked and bound women. It's mostly shot in rooms or sometimes outside. Towards the end, the shorts suddenly are on stage and these acts of violence become some kind of macabre theater. And it dawned on me that this probably wasn't unconsensual. I think these are consensual and they're willing performers. This man's a performer. But man, it sure didn't feel like it. This is very disturbing watch, especially if you don't like needles. It'll make you sweat. The other film I bought was another blind buy entitled PTJ-008. The CD case is also all in Japanese, except where it says directed by Tojiro. And I'm probably saying that wrong. It's Tojiro. You should be cautious when you make a blind purchase from Banana Box Releasing. When I received this, I realized that I did know about this film. Herschel had reviewed it on Shock and Schlock. This movie is also known, I say girl pop, but I think it's known as vomit pop. And so I kind of knew what this was. This is a Japanese adult video. It's a 3-hour long Japanese vomit porn. And the lead character is a cute girl that looks like a pop star with more tongue piercings than I've ever seen on one human. I think she has 5 tongue piercings. It starts with fun music and her dancing around with balloons, but it quickly devolves into bondage, sex, vomit torture. There's also a lot of dialogue with her and the director, which is kind of slow. But again, no subs, so we have no context for what's really going on. This film is gross and goes way harder than any Lucifer Valentine film, minus the gore. It doesn't have gore. There were several times that, I turned red, gagged, and had to avert my eyes, but I didn't puke. This film is 3 hours long, and after 3 hours of vomit, torture porn, the DVD still had another hour to go. I'm like, what the fuck? But the end of the movie does show some behind-the-scenes footage where you see that the people involved did have fun making this movie and that they were actually well taken care of. After that, there's previews of what I assume to be more Tojiro films. They looked a lot like of the same torture-style vomit porn. I got up to make another whiskey and Diet Pepsi. Right as it took a dark turn, a woman taking a shit of the biggest turd I've ever seen into a stainless steel pan. And as I was walking away, I thought, that's fucking gross. While making another drink, I couldn't see the screen from the kitchen. It's kind of like around the corner. And 1 second, pop-ups are coming on my computer. People trying to show me. Go away. Oh, this... Fuck this podcast. I can't believe you're listening to this. But anyways, as I came around the corner after making my drink, she was smashing the shit into her mouth and her face, covering it. I immediately started coughing and gagging and quickly set my drink down as I averted my eyes, trying not to vomit. With my eyes covered, I walked backwards to my DVD player to hit stop because, of course, my dogs ate my fucking remote, so I couldn't just stop it. I had to push the button on the machine. I could still hear the sounds, though, and I was getting that water in the back of my throat, you know, the kind right before you hurl. I was able to hit stop, and I was able to stop myself from vomiting. Sorry, Herschel, I did not watch the rest of the previews, and on the second view, I didn't watch any of them at all. We all have our limits in extreme films, and I think I found mine. Thanks, Herschel, Baba Boy. So, in closing, check out Banana Box Releasing on the Instagram. You can buy Herschel's mixtapes and John's mixtapes. Yes, plural. You can buy other films from Herschel, but I suggest you do your research. Obviously. Listen to the Open Casket on the Spotify, and, you know, you can watch it on the YouTube. Like and subscribe as well. Their individual channels, Spooky Celluloid and Shock and Schlock. And get the shirts at tpublic.com/user/oddart. I want to give a special thanks to Jonathan Doe. Without him, I would not have found Sick on Cinema. And without the boys, Matt and John, I would not have found Herschel and Spooky. I want to also thank all the guys I just mentioned for the community they've created. You guys consistently recommend movies that I haven't heard of that I want to see, and some I don't want to see. And if nothing else comes from this episode, I just hope one day I can hear Spooky say, "Who the fuck is Mr. Cole?" Thanks for listening to 84 Ounces to Freedom. Please leave a 1-star review and give me a negative comment. Looking forward to reading those on the next episode. Use your imagination. This podcast is not good, and people should know that. For the next episode, I'm fairly sure that I will be covering Symbolicus 2. Herschel will tell you that I'm always late to the party. Symbolicus 2 has been out for a while. And I'm pretty sure Symbolicus 3 is out now. And I know they're currently working on part 4. But what I love about these series of films is I love to deep dive into the directors of all these short films just to see what else they've made. I've discovered a lot of great underground horror directors that I never would have found if it weren't for Symbolicus. So I'm excited for that. Also, now that I've covered Matt Herschel and Marcus Cook's mixtapes individually, there will probably be a Volume 2 episode because there is a second volume for Born to Lose, Totally Twatted, and MK Ultra, and Volume 3 and 4 for some of these guys. I think Matt is still working on Volume 4 of Born to Lose, last I heard. I'm also working on another project that will be shorter episodes on a series of film that I think have kind of gotten out of control. I want to say weekly, but you know that's not likely. Currently, there are 35 films in this series, and more will probably come out before I can even get through these. There is some research I want to do on the first film and possibly some interviews before I start, because there's some real live people that are still around that date back to that, what it's going to be. But it should be coming this year. So, in the In the immortal words of Herschel Gillis, I'll be okay. I'm Midwestern. And in the immortal words of Spooky Celluloid, cirrhosis of the liver for the win.